At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I credit James. You know, business is business. At the end of the day, you know, he loves being around this team and the guys in the locker room, and he loves to play football. So respect his decision to be here and be amongst the team and get some work in today. We're looking forward to that.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. It's a little bit of trivia right here. Running back trivia. You can keep this.
Love running back
this
trivia.
Music keeps rolling. We can roll. We don't need the instant trivia music. This is a good vibe. Whatever. We can do instant trivia too. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Okay, so, hey, James Cook, we all got our opinions. Will it be his last year? We've got a Twitter poll up about that if you want it. I started digging into some running back stats. What I was looking for was Cook's drop percentage because I think you told me it got a lot better last year.
It did. I could find that very quickly for you, but I think when I saw it the other day, it was 11% 2 years ago, and
down
this past year it was 5.
Yeah, manageable. Yeah. So what I found was not that. I looked for that, and I gave up because I found something interesting.
Okay.
The top 5 running backs in yards after contact.
Okay.
Per attempt. Who are the top 5 NFL running backs in yards after contact per attempt?
Yards after contact per attempt.
Top 5 NFL running backs last season.
After contact.
Yep, after contact.
Derrick Henry.
Number 1.
Yeah.
2.8 yards per contact.
Saquon? He ran through a lot of open holes. But he also broke a lot of big runs. Saquon?
No.
Wow. I guess there were a lot of open holes.
He is 6th.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So the top 5 backs... Fun fact here, the next 4 are all tied at number 2.
Oh, okay.
So Henry, 2.8. The next 4 are all even at 2.4 yards after contact per run. Who are those 4 running backs?
Jonathan Taylor.
No.
Breece Hall.
No.
Josh Jacobs.
Yes. 2.4 yards after contact per attempt. He has the lowest yards before contact of this group, Jacobs.
Okay.
You got Henry 1, Jacobs is tied for 2, 3 others are tied for 2nd.
What about Bucky Irving?
No.
He had a really good year, though. All right.
Might be a minimum number of attempts here, but no.
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yes.
Yeah.
2.4 yards after contact per attempt.
Okay. Oh, what about your boy Bijan?
Correct.
Yeah.
Henry, Gibbs, Bijan, Jacobs. One more.
Is it gettable? Is it hard?
It's gettable.
All right. Devin? No, Devin Achane had a bad year. It's not going to be him. What about Kyren Williams?
Kyren Williams is 7th in this. No.
James Conner?
No.
Did I guess Cook already?
You did not.
Cook.
Yes.
Oh, duh. I forgot I didn't guess Cook.
Just so we're clear.
Okay.
Just saying. Saquon Barkley, He's amazing.
Yeah.
James Cook, it's the line that makes him. Saquon Barkley, yards before contact per attempt, 4.1. James Cook's on that, 2.6. Barkley gets a full 1.5 yards per carry more before he's touched.
Yeah.
James Cook has a higher yards after contact per attempt than Saquon Barkley.
It's pretty good. It's really, really good.
He's good. I don't think anybody disputes he's good.
Especially all those other backs. Like Joe Marino, just how do you describe him? Tall and lean for a running back?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure all those other guys you mentioned are like shorter
built. Yeah. It really gets to the, like the archetype.
Except for Henry's tall, obviously.
Sure, but he's also jacked.
Yeah, right.
It gets like to the NFL running back archetype. Like he's not going to maybe ever be the three down guy. Right. And that's the only thing that, sure, there are deficiencies in that part of the game, like pass protection.
Yeah.
Because at the job of just running the ball.
He's really good.
He's awesome.
Which it is good. It's huge for him that he's become that because he's kind of unique. How many backs of his build are able to survive in the league without being an expert at being a third down back?
Yeah.
Right? That's why they drafted him, right? They thought that's what he was going to develop into because why not? He's got the build for it. He's got the athleticism for it, but he's had drop problems, and he can't pass protect.
It is kind of
funny. So basically, if he hadn't become such a great runner, he really wouldn't be in the league.
It's kind of funny. Like you said, like you draft him to be a third down back. Like, well, he doesn't do very very many things on third down we like.
Right.
But the other stuff he does,
right,
he's pretty darn good at.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's become a completely different player than I think his draft profile set up for. And you could argue a more valuable one,
yes,
right? If he was going to, I would rather him be like top five in that stat and be an elite zone runner, like Joe said. I'd rather him be those things than be. I can find Ty Johnson's. I did.
Yeah, you did.
Ty Johnson, practice squad. Like, you can find guys that play that role. So it's more valuable what he's become, for sure.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Do you think Cook is playing his final year with the Bills this year? He'll get to next season. It'll be unrestricted free agency at that point. And then we'll see what the offers get to. He might not like the offers, and then, you know, just kind of comes back. Sometimes free agency can be a little bit, you know, you think you're going to hit the Wild West and it's going to be silly season. And then other times, we've seen this with goalies a bunch. And to me, goalie went through a little bit of the same kind of roller coaster that running back did, which was, it doesn't matter who it is. Oh, wait, some of them are worth it. Meanwhile, you're kind of riding the hot hand. And I'm thinking about Cook here for getting to the open market. Sometimes goalies go to the open market and they find out there's not that many nets. There's only 32 nets.
Yeah.
And three teams are thinking about a guy, and that means it's not that expensive. So with all these teams that just drafted running backs in this past draft, when Cook hits the open market, it's like, well, we could draft one instead. And the warts on you are exactly this, that you're a great runner of the football.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't keep you on the field on every play, so you can't be a $17 million running back. So I guess one potential outcome, Joe, is he goes to the market and comes back and is like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's keep the band together. Maybe it ends up being like Milano, right? Milano, we thought he was gone.
For sure we did.
And he's just back and good. And, you know, I suppose I want to leave that door open for Cook, even though it might be unlikely. The door has to be open.
I wonder, too, how motivated he is to... Like, if I could see how a guy who had an incredible game would be fueled by... He played a couple snaps on that last drive, right? But he wasn't out there the whole time. It was more Ty Johnson than it was James Cook. A guy could be fueled by, my coach took me off the field on the biggest drive of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, at you asking Joe, like, can he get better in those areas? I would hope he would be motivated by that. Like, man, that's what I'm gonna lock in on this summer, because the hell, you're taking me off the field again. But, like, I'm the running back. I'm the starting running back. I want to make the money. I want to be out there when the game's on the line. What do you dream of in your backyard when you're a kid playing football? It's making a catch to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And he presents right now as a player that wouldn't be on the field for a game winning catch to win the Super Bowl.
Well, what if football can be so specialized with, like, the positions and the skill sets? This kind of gets to, you know, the picture of Keon Coleman. He's a little stronger now. Did he need to be stronger? Maybe that helps. He needs to be faster. He needs to be better in the way he runs routes.
Yeah.
And Kincaid needs to be – they want his play strength up. Okay, if Kincaid's going to get stronger, I do want that. I do not want him so big that he's no longer smooth in the passing game. And if you're Cook, you know, this kind of gets to I could try and get stronger and become the best pass blocker in the league. And what if it costs me 0.5 yards after contact because I'm not as fast, or I don't hit the hole as fast, right? So, you know, you've got to make tough decisions here. And sometimes guys go out and make body composition changes on their own. We'll hear, hey, this guard added 10 pounds of muscle, 20 pounds of muscle, whatever it is. So it does kind of lay out how Cook is in a strange spot. He's like, definitely a great runner of the football.
And from my vantage point, like, who – let's say you're faced with Brandon Bean wants you're down six or down five, whatever. Josh Allen's got the ball in his hands. Okay, you're in the exact same spot. You're in Kansas City. It's the AFC Championship game. Who do you want on the field? I'd like James Cook to be a good enough player to where he's on the field. And I'd want Shakir out there. I'd want Coleman to develop into a player who's out there, and he was taken off the field at times during that last drive. I want Palmer out there. I don't want an aged receiver that showed up halfway through the season out there on the field. So, and I'm going to want Kincaid to be out there, right? I'm not going to want 12 personnel. I'm not going to want Ty Johnson's a good player. I guess I'm not going to be offended if Ty Johnson's out there, but like, who do they want out there? They want Coleman to develop into a guy that you do not take off the field in that situation. They want Kincaid to develop into a guy you do not take off the field in that situation. Do they want Cook to? Maybe they don't care as much if Cook does.
Maybe not. 803-0550. U.S. Open starts tomorrow. I'm getting excited for that. Yeah, it's gonna be tough. These guys are gonna go nuts. Going to lose their minds.
You know, this 18 handicappers conversation is getting a lot of run.
Yeah, Justin Thomas's idea.
Yeah.
I've got let's get into that.
What's his name? Byung Hun An said 18 handicappers will not finish a round without volunteers.
Well,
he's on the PGA.
You got to get to what Justin Rose said when we get back, because that's the best comment of all. And I want to flip it around on the pros here and the privilege they get by playing at Oakmont. 803-0550, plenty of time for your calls. If you want to pop in, you can join us here on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.